Hey there, Sam here from CowboysRideForFree.com. Today we got us an interview we're doing. Me and Cincy Joe got to interview the one, the only Thurman Thomas. So just want to throw this little intro up there because it just pretty much jumps right into the interview whenever we get into it. So enjoy.
Okay, well, we're here. This is Sam. I'm here with Joe, and we're in interview mode today, and we're talking to former Cowboy Thurman Thomas. That's right, that Thurman Thomas, Hall of Famer, all-time leading rusher in Oklahoma State history, two-time All-American, one of three Cowboys to have his jersey retired. Thurman, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you guys doing today?
We're great.
Really well. Thanks for being on here, man. Are you in Stillwater already?
No, I'm still in Buffalo right now. My flight doesn't leave to 5:30, but looking outside the window, I think it might be a little delayed.
Oh, really? You got some weather?
Yeah, it's some weather coming through.
Nice. How often you make it back into Stillwater for some games?
Well, I usually come back to Stillwater once a year, maybe twice a year, if they're somewhere close. You know, I would usually go see them, whether it's football, basketball, or baseball. I'm coming back today for to do something for Allstate. They're having a big tailgate tour there, and I'm a part of it. I'll be it's off the Hall of Fame block. I'll be over there from 5:15 to 6:15. You know, signing autographs, taking pictures. So this is a great opportunity for me to come back, and when Allstate came and asked me to come back and be part of their tailgate tour, I never missed the opportunity to go back to Stillwater.
Yeah, everyone go check that out. That's going to be on the north side of the stadium there before the game. They're going to have lots of stuff set up.
Just saying, after that, you heading over to the game?
Yeah, I'm going to head over to the game, make sure I go see my good friend Boone Pickens, who has really just transformed the university into something out of this world. I wish we would have had it when I played, but we didn't. So definitely go get an opportunity to go see Boone Pickens because, you know, he's been a good friend of mine for the last couple of years. And now that I'm in the energy business, he's definitely been a guy that, you know, that I lean on, that I look for answers for.
Absolutely. He's been absolutely great for the program. Now, do you get to hang out in his suite? Does he let you in the Boone Pickens suite there?
Come on, man. You kidding me? I get to go anywhere I want.
Hey, I had to ask. I was just kind of lobbing that up there for you.
Yeah, ever since I've been back, ever since that I left Oklahoma State, I have never, when I went back, had a ticket to go into anything. So
they just let you wherever you want to go. You got the Thurman pass.
They actually let me go wherever I want to go, and it is great. That's why my little son is a little disappointed that he can't go with me because he'll miss school. So. Because you know when I go to Stillwater, they just open the doors for me, and it's great.
That's awesome.
All right, Thurman. So when you make it back to Stillwater, you know our website's set up. We kind of look at things from a college fan's perspective and everything. And whenever we make it back to Stillwater, it's kind of all about sort of a trip down memory lane. We go to places we used to eat at. Bars we got kicked out of, things like that. What do you look to do when you're back in town? Anything you anywhere special you like to go, or you just kind of go to the stadium, or what do you do?
Well, you know what I with them having all the the trophy room now, I definitely go back to into that room to see all the memorabilia that they have. I definitely go back to the place where they have the. Where the basketball players got killed in an airplane crash years ago. Those are two places that I do go. But besides that, I'm the typical OSU Cowboy. I head right to Eskimo Joe's and give me a pop up thing.
Right on.
Excellent.
So, I mean, that's what I do. I go back. I'm not one of those guys that, just try to go back and try to see every single place. You know what? This is a place that I grew up in, Eskimo Joe's. So I go back there, I holler at Stan, and it's just one of those places where I always go. I still see some of the people that that work there now that were working when I still played. So it's always a good chance to go back and talk to them.
Well, back when you were there, I mean, it was probably a smaller establishment, just like, you know, the whole town itself was smaller. I mean, you've just seen, you know, a lot of what you've seen there. You've seen the whole town sort of grow up, you know, and so from your time there until now. I mean, could you have ever imagined anything, you know, suites on the stadium, things like that? I mean, I know you kind of mentioned it earlier, but, I mean, back in the late 80s, could you imagine anything and looking the way Stillwater looks these days?
No, I couldn't imagine that. You know what? I just think that, you know what, as you move on in life and you move on in time, you know, things do change for a reason. And I think when Boone Pickens laid down the money to lay down the foundation to put money back into Oklahoma State, I think that just kind of carried it on to the rest of the city of Stillwater. And you know, they had some great spots there. But you see it now. It really is. I mean, it really is a town. It's almost...
Yeah, it is. Yeah, there's stuff to do.
Ballpark, you got Target.
Crazy. Yeah,
there actually is stuff to do. And instead of, you know, me when I was there going to hang out at Eskimo Joe's and then heading down to Tumbleweeds, it's stuff to do there now.
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, Thurman, it's Cincy Joe here.
Yes, guys, I did hang out at Tumbleweeds.
You have to. It's a rite of passage there.
What do you think of the job, Coach Gundy? You know, your former teammate. How do you feel like he's doing with the Cowboys? What do you think about all that?
I think he's done a great job with what he has. You know what? I think, you know, when you build a situation like Boone has did, I think it's going to take a little time. I think you would get the athletes that you want sometimes, but then again, you might not. But I think Gundy's done a great job since he's been there. I'm a little kind of disappointed that they're in this spread offense right now. You know, coming from me, from, you know, the Big Eight where you lined up and you played hard-nosed football, you know, now it's this wide-open spread offense, 5 wide receivers, 4 wide receivers. You know what? That's a little disappointing, but you know what? If Gundy thinks that this is the best way for that program to be run at this time, then I'm all for it. But you know, I'm an old school guy who likes to run between the tackles and throw a little smash to Hartley Dykes and you know, things of that nature. So it's a little tough to watch, but I think, you know, when colleges change, everybody changes, and now you see spread offense run by everybody now. So I think you have to keep up with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny you mention that, because with as good of a pass-catching running back as you were, I thought you might kind of like catching some of those balls out of the backfield that the spread offense likes to use. I mean, running this thing now, you could have had 1,000 yards rushing, 1,000 yards receiving with the game you had when you were in college.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I look at that, and I look at it, you know, you get down to the fourth quarter, you know, it's 2 minutes ago, you know, you're not going to be in a spread offense, and are you going to be tough enough to line up with 2 tight ends, 1 wide receiver, a fullback, and a tailback to maybe get 10 yards to close the game? They don't do that anymore. Everything is
right, I hear you.
Everything is spread. You run a 2-minute drill, you know, to try to run out the clock, and it's a spread offense. Line up between the tackles and run the football. See if you're tough enough to stop me. And but like I said, times are changing.
Yes, sir.
They certainly are. And you know, I'm kind of like you, Thurman. I was a little concerned to see. I like the kind of hard nose, kind of smash mouth football. You know, of the past, but I'll have to say I was pretty encouraged in that first game. They just fed the ball to Kendall Hunter, and they didn't throw the ball a whole lot. They just kind of focused on the run, and to me that was pretty encouraging to see. You know, a running back like Hunter, I think he could really be the next great tailback from Tailback U, and What do you think about Kendall Hunter, though? Do you think he can be the same kind of running back that OSU has been so famous for?
I definitely think that Kendall can definitely take it to the next level. I know he was a little down last year because he got hurt, but you know what? He came back strong. First couple of games, I mean, just tore it up. And I think, you know, with that, I think the coaches and Mike Gundy and everybody, they wanted to know if he was back or not. And it showed that he was. I think he worked hard during the off season, and he knowing that, you know, this is probably going to be his last year at Oklahoma State. And you know what? I think the coaches said, okay, let's see what he got. Let's see what he has to maybe. You know, we can really find out or if we have to go another direction. But I think the first couple of games he proved that he was back. But I definitely think he's a guy who can definitely take it to the next level. He definitely can play at the next level. And, you know, and with planning that run and shoot, you know, he's able to catch the ball out of the backfield. And that gives him another opportunity for a lot of the scouts to see that he can catch the ball out of the backfield. But I definitely think he's a guy that can take it to the next level.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been a monster this year. It's been nice to see him come back from that injury with the strength he's got. I mean, it's been really nice. But that's about all we had for you. I guess one last thing. You got a prediction for the game tomorrow night?
I'm going to go Oklahoma State 34, Baylor 21. I mean, Texas A&M 21.
So 34-20. Yeah, I think we had it somewhere in there, too, somewhere around 40-ish to – touchdown win.
I'm like 34 because I'm going to be there, and that's my number.
Yeah, there you go. I didn't even put that in. Your retired number. All right.
Actually,
well, yeah, thanks for your time.
When I just thought about it, actually, if I said 34-21, that would be my number and Barry's number.
You and Barry.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
You need a 43 in there, and you got all the retired numbers somehow.
You got all the – well, you just turned the 34 around.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the same. I like that score. I'll take that score.
All right.
Well, thanks for your time, Thurman. We won't tell Coach Holgerson that you don't like his offense, we promise. But we appreciate your time. And everyone make
I'll
sure and go
I'll
see – you will? Okay. Everyone make sure and go see Thurman and the All-State tailgate tour there on the north side of the stadium before the game. What time is it you're there again, Thurman?
I will be there from 5:15 to 6:15. I'll be
right,
signing autographs, taking pictures, whatever. Yep.
Great. Should be a great time.
Yep.
Well, thank you for your time.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right. Go Pucks.